It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA will be releasing their April cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of how many cattle are in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed, and how many were marketed the preceding month. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the average estimates for this report.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, USDA will be releasing their April cattle and feed report on Friday at 2 o'clock, and this report is expected to return back to seeing what we have been seeing in the past, and that is an average number of cattle in our feedlots. Again, probably, you know, looking at record lows as cattle supplies have been tight, but we're looking at placements to see a little bit of a downturn versus last month's higher than expected placements. And we're also looking at marketing's holding fairly firm. Now, at some point, because of how we've been seeing these reports come out, at some point, these numbers are going to start to see increases, or at least equal to the previous year, as we've been seeing about a year of lower numbers being placed in marketing for quite a while. The average estimate, though, for this report is looking at on-feed coming in at 100% of a year ago, mainly because of the low numbers that we saw last year. Placements, though, are expected to drop to 93% as cash or as sales for the month of March were a little bit lower than what was anticipated, at least lower than February. We basically pulled the cattle ahead in February, put them in the feedlot, so March numbers are likely going to show a little bit of a decrease. And for marketings, we're looking at it coming in at 94% of a year ago, which is probably going to be one of the lower marketing numbers we've seen. Again, mainly due to the tight supplies of cattle that have been going into the feedlots. So overall, we look for this report to be somewhat friendly to the cattle markets. And cattle have traded to another round of all-time new contract highs. So we're back up at the upper end of our trading range. We could see this market come under a little bit of pressure, though, ahead of the report, just because of profit-taking and positioning ahead of the report numbers.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.